You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the sounds of wild dogs calling to each other across the savannas and scrublands of southern Africa. An endangered species, African wild dogs find protection and companionship in extended family groups. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Josh Ginsberg is director of the Asia Program at the Wildlife Conservation Society.
Wild dogs look sort of like wolves, but not terribly much. They've got long legs and very lean bodies. They are almost greyhound-like, but they have very large ears that they move around to listen to the environment and see what's happening. And they live in packs, like wolves, with a group of males which are related to each other and a group of females that are related to each other, and maybe 8 to 10 adults and 6 to 8 pups in each pack. I think behaviorally they're somewhat like dogs in that they're very loyal and they're very group-oriented. If you have domestic dogs go into the wild, as they have in many cities and countries around the world, you'll have them become feral. And feral dogs live in packs, they have very strong social systems, they have very structured hierarchies, and wild dogs have all that as well.
The sound we're hearing now, the who call, is one adaptation which allows African wild dogs to communicate with others in their pack, even over great distances.
Wild dogs do best in fairly thick bush. When they move through the bush, obviously, if you've got a pack of up to 20 dogs hunting at once, they lose track of each other. And they will use the who call to reorient themselves and to relocate the rest of the pack and to call each other. And the who call, which is this wonderful ringing bell sound, will travel over very large distances, several kilometers at least, and bring the pack back together.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.